Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Nimja Live, Falling into Subspace. In this file, we're going to do a wonderful slow drop, a tumble, a fall into a place where you just don't have to think anymore. But this isn't a simple journey. In a way, it's a very complex one. Subspace is a form of very deep trance, a place where you can let go completely, where you can feel safe, relax, and just let yourself drift. So I'd like you to close your eyes and relax. There are many ways to which you could fall into subspace. A lot of people use pain or pleasure, and some people simply use words are incredibly powerful. A simple change in tone or a phrase could impact you deeply. It could make you warm inside or hurt if something bad is said. Words are incredibly strong. The more you listen, the stronger they become. And perhaps you're not sure where we are going. Maybe this is an unknown space, a place where you haven't been before. Or perhaps the place right now will be new from previous times. The unknown can be scary and exciting. It can be wonderful and surprising. So you may wonder, how will you fall into subspace? Well, I would say that all I need to do is give you a little push to help your mind tumble, fall over, drift, flutter and float, and simply listen. The speed with which you fall is up to you. You could be as light as a feather and drift down piece by piece, letting your thoughts go and fading the world away around you simply by listening. And like a feather, the journey is calm, slow, light, easy and smooth. Sometimes you sway a little bit to the left or to the right, but all that matters is that eventually you go down. For some, falling is like a dive into water, a quick drop as you hit the surface and fall deep, a beautiful long deep dive as you search the bottom that never appears. With infinite breath and a darkness that feels comfortable. You dive deeper and deeper into your mind and into that state where you let go, where you fall and drift. Subspace is different from a normal trance in the way that your mental state is different. Your perspective is different. You are not here to simply follow orders. You're not here to listen to my suggestions and go along. No, you're here to feel submissive. To feel that right now everything is safe. And it's safe because I'm here. I am here taking charge, controlling the moment. Taking part in controlling you as well, but also everything around you. The calm and quiet in your head is possible because I help to build a shield to the world around you. You do not need to do anything right now. And you can simply let go, falling deeper. The unknown is often something unusual, new, unfamiliar, but subspace is at the same time the unknown and home. Subspace is a place that you do not frequent and yet can feel perfectly at home in. It is a place of contradiction and very deep calm. But the contradictions help you to let go. As your thoughts try to figure it out, you leave them far behind. As you fall deeper, as you listen to my voice guiding you into a deeper, more relaxed state. In a way, it feels like a tumble, almost like an accident. You tripped, and now you're falling, falling towards a ground that is unfamiliar to you, and yet is deeply welcoming. You float and drift, drop so deep, and you arrive on a surface that feels safe. There is a presence nearby. You can hear and feel me. And laying down there, curled up, on an unknown, unfamiliar, beautifully safe, warm, unique place. You start to feel what makes this special. Subspace. Deeply submissive. Surrendering yourself to the moment. Ready to obey, not having to think. And it's completely okay to do this at any pace you feel. Do you want to obey, to let go of all your thoughts, to drift into a state where your mind no longer needs to do anything? What must you do? And as you're laying down there, hearing my voice tower over you, as you feel yourself getting smaller, but no less safe, an almost magical place where you're in a bubble away from the world. And the floor could be the palm of my hand, or the space at my feet. Who do you obey? Very good. It is a world of silence in your mind. A beautiful, calming, safe silence. The silence in your head when you know that there's nothing else that needs to make noise. Nothing exists but my voice. Every word is a blanket, a blessing, a warmth that wraps around you. Every word whispers its way through your deepest thoughts. And slowly silences them. There is no need to think. There is no need to do anything, just listen. And once you arrive there, the answers come naturally. How much do you obey me? Very good. You obey completely. Down in subspace, you are safe. Embraced, held. Just feeling the warm glow of my words and my presence around you. All you need is a look, a whisper, to feel yourself fall even deeper. And the beauty is that you can embrace that place. You can let yourself fall into subspace, just like this. From a flutter to a drop, from a word to a place, from standing up to tumbling and falling into subspace. Down here, you will be taken care of. You can relax. I will try to see what you need. Perhaps a pet on your head. Maybe a kind word to let you know how well you've been doing. And maybe just a simple acknowledgement of where you are. What is subspace to you? Do you feel it? Do you embrace it? Do you let it in? Allow yourself to take a deep breath and fall into subspace. Every moment is a simple, empty moment, free, calm, quiet. Every moment right now is just a beautiful painting of peace and submission. Feeling of being obedient is a beautiful token of surrender, a beautiful display of submission. And from this display, I give you this safety and calm. And one wonders who would thank who. Because this moment is special on both sides. So while you are still floating, dropping deep, feeling that wonderful pull to be heavy and calm, just let yourself drift here and enjoy the warmth. Let my voice echo through your mind and become a blanket around your small, sensitive form. I am here, and I am nearby. Now, subspace is a very nice place and a very sweet one to remember. So I'd like you to do your best to remember the feeling. But you don't have to try hard. You don't have to be precise. Just embrace the moment and take it in. Now, in a moment, I am just going to let you be. Eventually, you will need to wake up, but not yet. Not yet. Being down here can be so very nice. Enjoying the feeling of subspace is simple and elegant. Feeling yourself obedient, but not needing any commands. Just knowing that if any commands were given, you'd be ready to obey. You are empty and obedient, blank and happy, full of light and embracing the silence. Every look, every word is a raindrop that feeds you, that helps you grow in this moment. And soon there will be a downpour to help you slowly rise up. Now take one more deep breath. And when I count up, it is not in any way a demand. It is merely a suggestion that you can take at your own pace. But even once you are awake, we are not yet done. You'll see. One, two, slowly waking, three, four, almost there, five, six, more awake, seven, eight, almost awake, and nine, But even though you are awake, stay close. Take a moment to stretch. Take a moment to relax, to embrace what just happened. Allow yourself to still feel and enjoy if you can. Because there is no rush. You're already awake to some degree, but you're not quite back to reality yet. see rising up from subspace usually takes a while. So don't be afraid to stretch and feel a bit better. Don't be afraid to take a few breaths and let yourself awaken more. Make sure that you do it at your own pace. I'm just trying to help you a little bit. But my pace is just a suggestion, and not in any way a command. See, slowly we are feeling more and more awake, and I will count you up once more. 1, 2, slowly waking. 3, 4, more aware. 5, 6, almost there. 7, 8, almost awake. And 9, 10. Wake. And take a moment. You just came up from a very deep place, but I hope you enjoyed yourself.